share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. Malaysia has been given the best recognition, A+, in the implementation of the Montreal Protocol, in an effort to reduce the usage of ozone-destructive materials. Department of Environment, DOE, Director General Wan Abdul Latif Wan Jaffer took to his Facebook page to share the amazing news. He shared that in conjunction with the celebration of World Ozone Day, which is internationally celebrated on the 16th of September, the Department of Environment, DOE, had organized a webinar on the 29th of September titled, Implementation of Montreal Protocol in Malaysia. Success Story and Another Milestones Towards Ozone Climate Benefits. The session featured the Secretary General of the Ministry of Environment and Water, CASA, YBHG. Dato, Seri Ir, Dr. Zaini bin Ujang, Mr. Naloy Banerjee, who is the United Nations Development Programme, UNDP, Resident Representative of Malaysia, Singapore and Brunei Darussalam, and Mr. Viraj Vithunsian, a Montreal Protocol Specialist from the World Bank. Commenting on the achievements of the implementation of the Montreal Protocol to reduce the use of ozone-depleting substances by Malaysia, the World Bank representative, Mr. Viraj Vithunsian, acknowledged that Malaysia is at the best level of A+. This recognition was also supported by UNDP panel member, Mr. Naloy Banerjee, who was impressed with Malaysia's success, especially with DOE, for successfully convincing small and medium industries to convert technology to ozone-friendly materials, he wrote. In addition to their efforts, more than 16,000 technicians trained in refrigeration services in the country have been established to ensure the maintenance of air conditioning and refrigeration systems in accordance with ozone-friendly practices. This initiative is achieved by promoting energy efficiency in the refrigeration sector, which also contributes to the quality of life assurance, food security and storage of vaccines in good and safe conditions. Malaysia is committed to addressing the issue of climate change by ratifying the Kigali Amendment to the Montreal Protocol on 21 October 2021, for the reduction of hydrofluorocarbon, HFC, which have a high global warming potential, GWP, he added. To date, a total of 125 countries have ratified the Kigali Amendment to the Montreal Protocol, an international agreement to gradually reduce the consumption and production of hydrofluorocarbons. What do you think about this? Let us know in the comment section. Also read, Syed Siddiq, set up special committee to study and approve hemp and medical marijuana. Source, Malaysia Holidays. Source, Selangorkini. Share, tweet, follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. You have reached the end of this story.